Yes, windows will totally frost up. Not so much in San Francisco. It doesn't usually get as cold there as it'll get here, but I park in my garage, so I don't get frost situations much anymore. Not stop to get a drink. I don't have a drink here. Let's see how that goes. Light screen. You guys can go. I think we can go. We can go. Just go. We can go. Let's go. Oh, big truck. Gotta punch it. Okay. We have entered the freeway with authority. But visibility is still rather low. Wow, it says it's 56 degrees outside. I can't remember the last time it was in the mid-50s in the morning. So that Halo review went up. That was nice to get done. There are a handful of reviews in a year that, you know, you kind of... Well, you know, some of them come every year. Some of them don't. But, you know, it's a slightly different list of games every year. But there are just some games that feel good to be done with. From, like, a review sense. I'm just like, all right, that's one of the bigger releases of the year, and the review is complete. We should probably do something, some sort of quick look type thing with that. This week, even though the stuff we've showed of it recently is exactly how that game looks, so, you know, it's the same version of the game I played on the show last Friday, and then the campaign stuff we showed, last week, whenever it was. So yeah, I don't know, we'll probably record something else short with that. I guess we haven't really shown any Warzone, so... Show some of that, talk about some of that. Warzone, that mode in that game, which is a big, kind of bigger 12-on-12 mode with, you know, this kind of advancing kind of power concept as you play through a match... It's a really neat idea, and there are definitely things I like about it, but I don't know that I'll ever play it. It can be long, and I usually like multiplayer matches to be a little quicker, a little, just kind of bang them out, move on to the next map, bang, you know, that sort of thing. And then the card system, the cards they use, it's not entirely unlike the... the Mass Effect 3 stuff, with the card packs for their multiplayer. But it's, you know, the introduction of the whole card pack system, even without charging for the cards, I think, like, adds an unwelcome layer to the proceedings, you know? It's kind of... You know, it has this, like, you have these concerns that are larger than the match that you're in. You know, it becomes like, well, I only have one of these cards. It would be devastating to the other team if I pulled it out right now and was successful in using it. But do I need it? Do I need that to win, or should I save that for a situation where it's more dire? Or, hey, we're in a dire situation. Should I just lose and let this one go? Or should I try to turn it around with all these cards? And... They try to balance it out. You can't just use all your heavy hitting cards at the beginning of a match, and you can't use your heavy hitting cards over and over again because energy has to build up before you can deploy your stuff. But I think that's a shitty thing to have to think about in the middle of this match. You know, you should be able to focus 100% on the task at hand. And I think that that stuff gets in the way of that. And then when you layer on that you can spend real money to get some of those packs, like, that's just, that's negative on top of negative, you know? I don't necessarily think that buying cards totally destroys the competitive balance of the game, because they do try to, you know, there's, like I said, you can't just call out big card after big card after big card, and you can't use a big card, like, on your first spawn or anything. Like, the match, like, your team levels up as you play, so, like, if you have a, you know, a heavy-hitting card, it might be, like, a level 8 card. I don't know that I've gotten to level 8 over the course of a Warzone match. And then, yeah, I don't know, people complain about the split-screen stuff. I get it, like, obviously, like, you know, that's been a huge part of Halo all along, and there are definitely people that, like, that's, like, how they play Halo, and it's a big part of what they do. For me, like, that's, like, split-screen is just the fucking past to me, so it's, like, I sympathize with that situation, but it's never, ever, ever been an ideal way to play a game for me. So, I don't... That's not a huge loss. I want all of the screen to myself. It's neat, though. It's a cool game. You know, there are things all along the way that you can look at and go, like, ah, this should have been this, this should have been this, this could have been this, like, this seems a little off to me, this is this, you know, there's things like that along the way, but, like, the core of it, how it looks, how it sounds, how it feels, how it plays, that stuff is great, and that stuff powers through a lot of the stuff that you'd otherwise look at and go, like, man, fuck this. You know, that's the stuff that makes the campaign work even when half of the game's story is kind of pointless, you know? Is the story approachable with no knowledge of the book lore? Yeah, it's fine. More approachable than 4, I'll say that. I went back and read through the plot of 4 because it had been, you know, I had not played that campaign since before Halo 4 was out. And fuck, man, that thing is thick with, you know, objects and, you know, just like the composer and the Didax is trying to get this, the composer, the reclaimer, all that, just the Halo-ass Halo terms. And then adding a few new ones on top of that. And then part of that game just seemed a little disjointed, I guess. I don't know. What, you know, I liked Halo 4. It's fine. .343's Halo universe feels incompatible with Bungie. I don't know. I mean, I think that they're getting around to telling the story that, like, I think should be told. And it's the story that has to more to do with the nature of the Master Chief, the nature of Cortana, and like, you know, kind of, like, big things that impact the characters directly, and not just, like, there's a fight! Let's go to war! You know, there's the stakes. They've made the stakes more personal, I think, and I think that that's how, a second trilogy of this stuff has to go. you know, if you think about it, like, the main conflict of the Halo universe was over. You know, they had to launch into something new. And I, you know, for my part, like, I don't know, I think they're getting it to a good place. I'll say that, like, I'm now interested in finishing the fight again in Halo 6 in fucking 3 years or whatever. But, like, I could have done with a little more separation from humanity in Halo 4. Like, the ending of Halo 3, if you think about it, you know, Master Chief being off in fucking space, asleep, you know, and you know, and then coming up on some kind of mysterious planet. You know, that just seems like an opportunity for something completely separate, you know, and I always thought of it like, oh, you know, like almost like a stranger in a strange land sort of thing. Like, you know, have Master Chief find a civilization, and not just a planet full of fighting dudes. But, you know, like, by the middle of Halo 4, he's like, oh, humans, oh, hey, you guys are here, cool, all right, well, there's that, I guess, now I'm on your spaceship, and we can go wherever. Like, I like the idea of, like, Master Chief being, you know, missing in action or whatever, and having this whole separate long adventure. So that was the thing about 4, I think, that disappointed me, was that they just kind of, like, got right back to, like, I don't know, how about you fight some Covenant and there's be some humans there, too. Like, oh, well, okay, yeah, I guess, I mean, there's a lot of games where you do exactly that, but sure. Halo sodas this year. I don't know if there are Halo sodas. I think the Mountain Dew flavors are not for Halo. Is it for Call of Duty? Maybe it's for Halo. I don't actually know. I guess Call of Duty is doing, it's like double XP for the zombies mode in bags of chips or something. I really wish they would stop fucking around and just yank zombies out of those games completely. Put them into a separate game. Let this fucking zombies weirdos buy that game. I'm sure they would have done that by now if Call of Duty was still strong. If it was still a huge, strong seller, they would have tried to double down and be like, well, what if we had two games a year? You know, we'll get some people to buy both. That'd be cool, right? But then, you know, that thing's been slipping little by little, year after year. I mean, obviously, it's still selling millions of fucking copies, but not like it used to. I wonder if anything could turn that around. I wonder if there's, I guess that's, you know, that's why they would call a game Black Ops 3, right? Is because, you know, that was kind of the last time that the series was really on the rise was Black Ops 2, and everything after that has been, you know. I mean, I really liked Advanced Warfare, but that did not turn sales around or anything like that. I thought maybe there wouldn't be any traffic this morning, or not as much, because it seems like Mondays and Fridays are a little lighter. But here I am. I guess Black Ops is out next week, huh? It's like next Friday? Appetite is out there for that stuff. Okay, we got some flashing lights up here. Maybe that'll signal the end of this traffic. I'm guessing it won't, but that'd be nice. Somebody getting towed.
See what's on the radio. Sorry.
He needs to shut up.
I'm so tired of these. I know your point, Heather, but I think it's 10 years. Something like that can weigh on your back. Especially if you're still trying to, you know, make moves in the industry and then it comes out in a book. Who's to say he was just going to take it to the grave? But if you see your name in a book and it has, and it's next to Beyonce and Jay-Z and Rihanna, you got some explaining.
Keep it moving. Tracy G, where can the people reach you?
Twitter, Instagram.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign, love. Chop a letter, rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign, love. The chop a letter, rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is hoes from reality shows. Handle the script, the bitch probably couldn't read along. My only regret was too young for Sade and Duke. My only regret could never take a leader home. Now all I'm left with is hoes up in Greystone. With the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow.
Stopped in traffic under this overpass. Apparently that's enough to totally disrupt the signal.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
Well, if it was up to me, I would hang out with you for a few more hours, but it's not. So we must part ways. Yeah, I'm not a romantic ear candy. You know I thoroughly enjoy hanging out with you. Thank you so much for waking up with me and making me a part of
your morning routine. Shout out to Sarge from the Sarge and LQ Review for sitting in for Breakfast Talk. And you can check his show out midnight to 4 a.m. here in Orlando. We'll get you through the overnight. Nina's coming up next. I'll be back in the morning, God willing, at 6 a.m. Eastern. But till then, you can connect with me right now online. I'm on Twitter.
It's been made into so many.
There's a lot of made into so many movies.
Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp, right?
I got a fun fact, and what? I'm not going to even pretend that like this was actually one that I knew. Someone handed me this fan fact. Right. Okay. In 1901, the first recorded use of a getaway car actually occurred after holding up a shop in Paris.
Hey,
give me all your clothes, see?
Wow. Hey, 31 years ago today, the Terminator premiered in theaters.
Oh, really?
You know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that was directed by James Cameron.
And he wasn't lying. He was back.
For real. Yeah. And in 1990...
They say human life is precious, but I don't know. Sometimes you turn on the radio, you hear morning radio DJs, and we'll be right back.
birthday to you, man. It is Cullen. It is Faction. Got the Bloodhound Gang. Got Yellow Wolf. Got DMX. All happening after Sinner.
It's a fucking winning combo.
Do you have no hard feelings? Your Cialis is a hell of a drug.
You're the Bloodhound Gang? Yes. Let's... You could skip the Yellow Wolf and get straight to DMX. I'd really appreciate it. It's still very foggy out here. I was mostly curious to see which Bloodhound Gang song they would play, and I actually probably should have guessed it would be this one. Like old Bloodhound Gang. conceptually, that's a really dumb thing, but I guess it's technically true.
Salem Baptist Church, Rose Theater for Performing Arts.
IceRink.com or Wild949.com.
More luck for in the 49ers season, so might as well look.
Offers subject to change depending on availability and Nissan incentives. Payments will vary based on equipment and model choice.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy.
And with our hands up, when it goes down, woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up.
Yeah, old Bloodhound Gang. Wait. Internet, you know?
What? Hello, yes, we at World Famous Cheese Factory Records would like to thank you, the listener, for purchasing this stereophonic extended playing album by the Bloodhound Gang. It is our pleasure to provide you, the critical listener, with the highest quality, high-fidelity audio recording modern technology will permit. We hope our improved tone resolution attainment enhances your exploration of the entire spectrum of sound and maximizes your listening enjoyment. If not, eat me, you crotch goblin.
Shopping raw.
rap skits. I guess that was Amazon finally catching up with the notion that I let my cloud library subscription expire. They let me get at it for a little bit, and they're like, wait a minute, wait. Who is this guy? What? No.
You did not. need a new one.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining.
There is nothing we can do.
Now we must try. 80s on 8 trivia from the 80s game with Martha Quinn. Now.
In 1982, what duo was headed to the arcade with a pocket full of quarters and a wicked case of Pac-Man fever? Was it Hall & Oates, Buckner & Garcia, Captain & Tennille,
yep,
or Scarlet & Black?
Yep, it's Captain & Tennille. Right, that's who it was.
The Big 80s on 8.
Those two. Always freaking out about Pac-Man. Hall & Oates covered it, but you know. Happening here.
In 1982, this duo was headed to the arcade with a pocket full of quarters and a case of Pac-Man fever. Jerry Buckner and Gary Garcia from Akron, Ohio.
And you don't even play the song? I mean, what the fuck?
Why should it be? You and I should get along so often.
Oh, I have to keep on bumping as well.
And plan so we can gobble up the dough, straighten it out so everybody know the kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking a surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew. Gotta hear everybody must save it. You gotta everybody must save it. You got to come on.
Bonus cut of the week.
You gotta hear this, yo!
Do not
leave
any music.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it was around 9-9, baby coming while I was at rock bottom. Ironic shit, I was listening to rock bottom. Pockets, rabbit ears, no paper, a lot of cotton. Had some charges stemming from me and my squad robbing. Had the leaderhood, shit staying, not an option. I pumped your shit forever, felt we had a lot in common. A rapper expressing wind, you spoken, depressive stance. All that introspectiveness, I couldn't measure what it did. Listen, I'm writing to you now, cause we don't get to talk much, except for in the stool when we be passing through the halls and such. I wonder if you catch me staring you and all. Much. And we be busy working, so I never share my thoughts much. Remember signing four niggas with an attitude. Maybe we'll get your star power and its magnitude. All I thought is it was about to be on. Would've never guessed that I was about to be wrong. We encountered some things maybe we should've figured out all along. Who the fuck was I to be too vocal in my doubt for some songs? Even I can be that dumb to step over the threshold and be the guy who says no to so many records sold. Whole career I never bit my tongue. I let it go. Too many times being a rebel ain't ending what's best for Joe. That second album came and added truth to the slander. But we learned what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. Guess I'm asking for advice right now.
All right. I made it. It's great news. I'll see you guys later. Have a solid Monday. We're going to do some stuff this week. There's a new podcast up in the John Bond Presents feed, too, if you haven't heard that.